You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It is July 8th, Tuesday, and we've just talked briefly about Haiti and political instability as it related to food riots. We turn again to Haiti again for the story of human trafficking, where it is a real problem. ABC News' Dan Harris set out to find just how hard it is to buy a child there, and his report shows not very hard at all. He started in New York City by the end of the day in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. His hidden cameras captured a deal he made for an 11-year-old girl.
So how much will it cost me to get a child?
The last one he did was $300
US. What about 100? Okay, 150.
And there it is. 10 hours after leaving Manhattan, I have successfully cut a deal to buy another human being, an 11-year-old girl whose value is set at just $150.
We welcome Dan Harris this morning.
He haggled. Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell us about how you got to that moment and what was it like haggling for a human being?
I'm going to use the overused word surreal because there really isn't any other description. We're sitting by the side of a pool, broad daylight, waiters walking by, a bottle of Evian at the table, a fruit plate, and here comes this man who claims to be a former member of parliament. He's got plenty of connections. He can get me a child any age, any sex, as soon as tomorrow. And it's hard to process that reality in the moment. It was only the next day when I went out and actually met slaves and their owners who shockingly were willing to go on camera and talk about it that the reality of the situation fully set in with me.
Let me just ask you one quick question before we get to more of that, just because I know you. And watching you ask, well, how about $100? That seemed to, knowing you, your body language, it clearly was bothering you.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable. I
mean, you can see uncomfortable.
In the wide shots I was noticing yesterday, my leg is sort of squirming around.
And your thumbs were twitching.
Yeah.
Which is not you.
No.
You weren't trying to impress your mother that you were a really good shopper, I suppose.
No. Yeah. No, that would not impress my mom.
No. Well, you know, it's amazing because it reveals so much about the economics of the entire slave industry, that there's a price issue, there's a supply distribution issue, and what really you show in this whole Nightline story is the extent to which human trafficking has acquired a kind of economic subculture of its own.
I think that's true. I mean, what we were hoping to show is that there is, and I'm comfortable using this word, an epidemic of child slavery raging right under America's nose. We're talking about 700 miles from Miami, an hour flight from Miami, 3.5 hours from New York City, 300,000 child slaves, according to UNICEF. That is an enormous number, and that is right under our nose.
And you met two of them.
I met two of them. One of them is an 8-year-old girl named Onise, who is so beautiful it breaks your heart. And another is an 11-year-old girl by the name of T-Sir, which in Haitian Creole means little sister. Both of them had scars up and down the inside of their forearms, had been beaten by electrical cords by their owners, worked from night. From the moment they wake up until the minute they go to bed, and do not go to school.
And this is not necessarily just a market transaction. In other words, there is some sense from the people who buy these young girls that they're doing the young girls a favor. And some of their families, many of the girls come from rural areas, feel like they're sending their child to a better place.
Short dose of history, very short dose of history. And this is all very well laid out in a new book called A Crime So Monstrous by Ben Skinner.
He was your collaborator on this.
Yes, we got the idea to do this from Ben. And essentially, generations ago, in this country, which, by the way, is the first republic in modern history, founded on a slave revolt in 1804. So there's a bleak irony here. In this country, generations ago, a tradition started whereby poor parents from the countryside would send their children into wealthier families in the city on the understanding that they would be educated in this country where there are no public schools to this day to speak of. That tradition, which was a sort of social compact, has morphed over time, devolved into a grotesque situation where ignorant, underfed, undereducated, and duped parents from the countryside are talked into giving up their children by these slave traffickers.
Well, that's the as a journalist and as a documentarian, where does the moral lapse end and the economic desperation begin? Can you see it? Is there a way to disentangle them?
It's so that's a terrific question, and it's so case by case that it's impossible to suss out. I mean, with one of the mothers we met while we were there, she knew, she had heard rumors that her child was being abused, but she was powerless to do anything about it because her new husband, who was not the biological father of the daughter, who had forced her to give the daughter away, was abusing her and refused to let her go see her child. And it wasn't until we came and told her firsthand what we had seen that she did something extraordinary. As you'll see in the show, she forced her husband to make a change.
You make a point, which is there are several twists and turns in your story, How to Buy a Slave in 10 Hours, that airs tonight on Nightline. We are not going to share those because it is worth watching. Dan Harris from ABC, thank you so much for stopping in
today.
Suffice
to say, disturbing. 299,000 kids to go, I guess, for
exactly.
You, Dan, right?
Exactly.
Very
amazing
disturbing.
Stuff.
Thanks
thank
for
both.
Being with
thank
us.
You.
Dan Harris, ABC News, Nightline tonight, How to Buy a Slave in 10 Hours. And now we go to Femi Okeh for the latest headlines.
Good morning. 21 minutes to the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.